Blackstone presents Byron's Narrative of the Loss of the Wager by John Byron. This book is read by Graham Scott. John Byron, the second son of William the Fourth Lord Byron by his third wife, was born at Newstead Abbey, November 8, 1723, and at an early age entered as a midshipman in the British Navy. He still held that rank in 1740, when the expedition to the South Sea against the Spaniards took place under the command of Commodore Anson. The Wager, Captain Cheap, to which Mr. Byron belonged, was separated from the rest of the squadron and wrecked on a desert island to the southward of Chiloe, 47 degrees south latitude. After encountering the most dreadful sufferings from famine, a small number of the crew, including the captain and Mr. Byron, reached the island of Chiloe and surrendered themselves prisoners to the Spaniards. They were afterwards removed to Chile and detained some time at Valparaiso and St. Jago, but were at length allowed to return to England, where they arrived after an absence of more than 5 years. At a subsequent period, Mr. Byron published his narrative. The young seaman was not deterred by his misfortunes from pursuing his naval career. He returned to the service of his country and commanded the America in Boscawen's action off Cape Lagos, August 18, 1759. His skill and enterprising spirit afterwards occasioned his appointment to the command of an expedition fitted out to make discoveries in the South Sea. Byron's ship in this expedition was the Dolphin. She was the second ship ever coppered in the British Navy. He sailed from England June 21, 1764, and having circumnavigated the globe, returned home in May 1766. Several islands were explored in this voyage, which were afterwards visited by Bougainville and Cook, and experiments were also made to determine the accuracy of Harrison's timekeeper, and its consequent value as a means of ascertaining the longitude. This officer subsequently was made an admiral and commanded in the West Indies during the American War. Admiral Byron was much beloved in the Navy, more so perhaps than any other officer except Nelson. He died in 1798, leaving one son, John, who, dying before his uncle, Lord Byron, the title of the latter descended to his only son.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?